Parliament has approved an additional 8.1 trillion shillings in supplementary expenditure for 2025-2026 financial year. The expenditure was approved after a heated debate in the House. Opposition members of Parliament had warned of what they described as a runaway fiasco in discipline and the growing reliance on borrowing to fund government operations. Shadow Finance Minister Ibrahim Samjunganda condemned what he described as an attempt to make supplementary budgets the new normal, arguing that long-standing expenditures such as compensation of oil palm projects, road construction backlogs and repeated allocation for Mbeya Military Hospital cannot be treated as emergencies. On Uganda Airlines, Samju cautioned against repeating past mistakes, recalling the Bombardier aircraft procurement debacle and demanded comprehensive due diligence reports covering sustainability, maintenance costs and route viability. Leader of Opposition Joel Senyonyi questioned whether Parliament had met the one-third quorum required Rule 24, noting that many members of Parliament were away on campaign duties. He warned that decisions taken without a proper quorum could face legal challenges. Minister Msasizi relied on Section 24 of the Public Finance Management Act, which caps supplementary spending at 3% of the approved budget unless Parliament authorizes more.